2 Chronicles chapter 11. No doubt you remember situations when your children have questioned the reasons why you deny them a piece of candy or a toy, and they have kept asking why you deny it. David had everything prepared to build the temple, and God told him not to do it. Rehoboam had prepared the army to unify the kingdom, and God told him not to do it. Both objectives, the construction of the temple for the Lord and the union of God's people, seemed very appropriate objectives of God's plan. However, God had his good reasons for denying the desires to both. Have you found yourself in situations when what God allows to happen doesn't make sense? Would achieving their goals only feed their own egos? God explained to David why he would not grant him his desire, but instead his son Solomon would build the famous temple. But to Rehoboam, he does not give explanations. This is God's word. Don't march out. Don't fight against your brothers, the Israelites. Go back home, every last one of you. I am in charge here. And they did it. They did what God said and went home. Instead of shedding blood among brothers, Rehoboam uses resources to build cities and strengthen fortresses and provide them with supplies of food, olive oil, and wine. The Levites left their pastures and properties and moved to Judah to join their brethren. Instead of fighting among brothers, they experienced the blessing of which Psalm 133 speaks. How wonderful, how beautiful, when brothers and sisters get along. Lord, help me to accept your will, because it is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.